This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
First, you're claiming, you're basically indirectly claiming this verse in the Gospel of Matthew, or this part, this chapter. Oh, wait. This part you're claiming is true. You're actually claiming it. And because it's true, it's talking about a prophet, son of man, coming from the east. Firstly, your biblical understanding is completely flawed. Let me explain why, okay?
That Jesus himself said about his second coming.
Okay.
It's about his second coming.
I understand. And we are saying...
Jesus said in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, a prophet will come from the east and his teaching will come to the west. That's what it says.
No, he's not saying that. He's not. He's talking. If look. First of all. No.
It says.
No.
Hang on. It says. Let me quote what Jesus said. When you see lightning coming from the east unto the west, therefore shall you find the Son of Man. Three things.
Okay.
One, he points to the east.
Okay.
Number two, he says lightning.
First of all.
Let me finish. Lightning in biblical terminology means teaching. It means divine teaching.
You're claiming that.
But no. That is not a claim. I'm a former Christian theologian. It's what we were taught, right? I graduated at the Dominican Institution of Theology and Philosophy.
Okay.
Then I went on to other universities. So it's not what I'm claiming. It's what I taught, what I was taught.
Okay.
Then Son of Man means a prophet. So Jesus said that prophet, my second coming, will come from the east.
Okay.
Now, that's our interpretation. I'm only putting that to you now. Now.
It's false.
No, that's
Let me explain why.
No. No, that's your claim. Right?
Well, now, my claim. Let me explain my claim.
Second of all.
Let me claim. First, clarify this. Firstly, anything from the Gospels, when you use it to substantiate the prophethood of your prophet from Qadian in Punjab, okay, you are standing on shaky grounds.
Absolutely,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why. Okay. Especially when you have no evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah. The reason why we as Muslims go back to the biblical prophets. Prophecies is not because they are hujjah upon us, it's because the Quran claims yajidunahu maktuban indahum fit Torah wal Injil. They find Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam written with them in Torah and in the Gospel. Okay, this is why we go back. Here you're just making something out of the Gospels. You're basically indirectly claiming this verse in the Gospel of Matthew, or this part, wait. This part you're claiming is true. You're actually claiming, and because it's true, it's talking about a prophet, son of man, coming from the east. Firstly, your biblical understanding is completely flawed. Let me explain why. Okay. Okay. The Gospel of Matthew, firstly, is not hujjah upon us. We cannot use it to claim a prophet somewhere else. Number one. You're standing on shaky ground. Number one. Number two. The Gospel of Matthew itself is highly questionable. It's an anonymous... Brother Ibrahim, let me finish.
Please, let me finish.
Let me check your theological knowledge then now. How much of a theologian you are. Let me check, okay? The Gospel of Matthew is an anonymous document.
Yes.
The only person who gave name to... So it's da'if. It's majhul.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. The document, look.
Yeah,
it's majhul. Yeah. It's majhul. Yeah. Unknown person. Okay, we don't know who wrote it. Number one. Number two. The concept of son of man, biblically speaking, in the New Testament, it refers to one person only. Okay, according to the gospel authors. And that is Jesus Christ himself physically himself. No one else. Okay? Because there's a prophecy in the book of Daniel. Wait, let me finish. Okay. Now, next point. Okay, so all of these things put together, your entire house of cards falls in your face, number one. Number two, the reason why you have to go to the Gospel of Matthew is because you have nothing from the Quran, nothing from the Prophet of Islam about a Punjabi Mongol prophet who emerged in the 19th century in India.
Why?
And wait, let me say, who didn't even have the profile, let alone be a prophet, a profile of a gentleman. I mean, I'm being very polite. Okay, I'm not insulting him. I'm not saying derogatory. What we have received about him from your sources, from Ahmadi sources, his language, his behavior, and other things that came from his family, he doesn't even qualify to be a gentleman, let alone a prophet. Wait, okay, let alone a prophet. Well, we're not going to get into that because that's sensitive.
No.
But because...
You're coming with no references. No, nothing in front of you.
If I pull out references, right. I'm going to read. I'm going to read his quotes where he's swearing, where he's using then, Punjabi swear words and things like that. Yeah. Okay.
Listen to me.
And his false prophecies. His false prophecies.
This is a weak argument. Okay. You're saying profile.
Okay. Okay. Wait. Let me finish my arguments.
He's never said these things. You use strong words, yes, okay. Like Jesus did, like the Quran does.
Not Punjabi swear words. Not Punjabi swear words.
What?
Okay.
But Punjabi swear words do hurt.
They hurt for long. Jesus. Okay. Wait. Let me finish. So the reason why you have to go to the Gospel of Matthew. It's because you have nothing. You come to people like me or our people, let's say anywhere else in the world, where Ahmadis sneak in quietly and go and start preaching to ignorant, absolutely ignorant Muslims who have no access to scholarship, and they start to win converts. You know why they do this? Because they know if they go to an educated Muslim community where people are educated about sources, they will never accept this.
Next year, I'll invite you to our conference. Because I would like you to come there.
Okay. I'll come as a chief guest.
You will come as a guest.
I would love to. Seriously, I have nothing against.
No.
By the way, I'm not an enemy of the Ahmadis. I am against the religion.
Sometimes your sarcasm does not do you any favor, right? You're talking about.
I'm sorry, this is my character, by the way. Yes, I do apologize.
I understand, but I have to learn to control it.
Yeah.
The very thing you're making a claim on the Hazrat Musa Ghulam Ahmad Qadian,
yes,
as not being a gentleman, the same can be said about you.
Put that aside, please.
No.
But that's a separate discussion.
No, hang on. This is the point.
I'm asking you, give me something about his prophethood. You're going on to discuss him.
I'm defending his character right now.
Okay, let me tell you something. No. A better way to defend him. You know, Christians attack the Prophet of Islam with all sorts of things. What do we do? We show them how he's a prophet of Allah. How there are prophecies in the books about him. How he was promised this, and Allah gave it to him. Just like that. Forget about the things. Once you prove that he's a true prophet, everything is gone. No.